high from Prasad. That's the way to do it. Just hammered for four. He comes right back and uproots his off stump.
Today we're going to talk about the India-England series. England is coming to India to play 5 test matches. As always, we've got Sumit with us, but today we've got two new yet returning guests. We thought we'd balance out the India and England attendees over here. So we've got two England followers. Returning is Jack Ayling. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining. And Tom Allen again joins us. So it's a full Merton contingent, Merton Cricket Club contingent today. And we're going to talk about the Anthony DeMello Trophy. So 5 test matches. England, the first thing I've noticed that England haven't set up any pre-tournament warm-up games. And I think Michael Vaughan or Atherton, one of them, was very upset at that. But why did that not happen? Why couldn't they have done something more?
Harmison went absolutely nuts on Talk Sport. And to be honest, well, you know, they're doing this camp in Dubai, as Ben Stokes replied on Twitter. And okay, cool, yeah, it's, you know, great training there. But also I reckon it's a ploy to get their golf handicaps down. Did a little bit of research, and I have 4 of the England team that's going to India in their handicaps. So Crawley, he plays off 1, so he's practically a scratch golfer. Pope plays off about 8. Brooke is nearly scratched, but he's unfortunately had to go home. Stokes plays off about 3. And obviously, the man, the myth, the legend that is Baz McCullum plays off about 9. So I reckon a five test match series really allows them to, you know, really bump those numbers down now. But
especially because they're probably not going to play 5 days of each test match, right? So they'll have lots of time to play golf after that.
Yeah. Aren't they? They're flying home. They're flying to Dubai for a break during the 5-match series, aren't they?
Really?
Yeah.
They're not staying in India for the whole time.
Is that during one of the games also, because they think that the game won't last 5 days, or no? Between games?
Between games, yeah. But I'm not sure we'll see any day 5 test cricket.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to talk somewhere about the pitch, because I know you guys are going to bring it up. Should we just start off with the pitch? Because let me just like lay the field right now. Right now, we've got Rohit Sharma, who has said that, you know, if people want to complain about pitches, then they can complain about the South African pitches as well, where there were 0 balls bowled by a spin bowler in South Africa by the South African team. So that they call, if you want to call this doctoring, then you call that doctoring. So are the English players still going to, and fans still going to talk about the pitch as much as last time?
Be surprised if they don't. I think we see Ashwin.
Don't you think it will be dependent upon the result?
Sorry?
If it goes a 5-0 whitewash, definitely the talk will be there. But if it's going to be a close one, like 3-2, either side, then I don't think so. There will be a lot about to talk. Then it will be about the preparations they did.
You think with English fans, I think even if there's 1 wicket that gets out to spin, people will say, why is it spinning on the first day?
Definitely in the media, they'd be saying that. But I think the whole baseball thing will take that away a little bit, because they have this approach now where they're just going to attack anyway. So even if it is spinning, it kind of benefits us a little bit if it's a low scoring game, because if we're about 40-50 overs, we got 5 runs and over, so that's going to give us 200. If India got 3 runs and over, 150. So
but interesting how that plays out. The last series was not baseball, right? When England came to India was regular balls, I guess.
That was
Silverwood, block it until they get bored and then get out. But you know, up on sort of Jack's point where, you know, exactly how, at least how baseball is looking to go, Ben Duckett's come out with wisdom saying, well, practically his forward defence is going to be a sweep and reverse sweep. And personally, I think that's a great idea. You know, might as well. And him and Crawley opening the batting together. If you're going to roll out the raging Bunsens from day one where the topsoil comes loose, you know, from the first ball, then okay, cool, fantastic, we'll sweep and then we'll reverse sweep and then we'll scoop and do this and then do this and do that, and if it works, it works, if it doesn't, it doesn't. If that's sort of the whole philosophy, where exactly what Jack said, where they're just going to attack, and you know, I doubt if Ben Stokes will aim to take a sort of a back step, because I don't think that's the way he will want to go about this at all. It is the sort of, you know, I guess sort of the way that Markram batted in South Africa, where there's a ball here with my name on it, so I'm just going to attack. And yes, he got dropped like 3-4 times, but it was one of those that he scored a cracking 100, still lost the game. But I think if that's the case, either end of the spectrum, either seaming and swinging and like unnaturally versus spinning and actually not spinning unnaturally, then it will be one of those that I think it'll be closer than we think. I don't think it'll be 5-0 whitewash or spin wash. But I think it'll definitely, I think England will nick one, maybe two. If they do that, then it's a fantastic result. Because
but before we go there, I just want to understand impact of Bazball. So you're saying that the players will be more attacking, and so they'll come out with shots like the reverse sweep or the traditional sweep, or they'll use their feet maybe a little bit more. But there's also a lot of skill and practice that is required for that, which I don't know if they've done it. I have not seen them in these conditions do it before, even in a Sri Lanka or Bangladesh. I don't remember if they've gone ahead and done that. So what's going to happen if that fails? What if, you know, after the first session, there's 4 wickets playing Bazball, and then the media starts piling up on the English players saying that they're playing stupid shots, they should be conservative. Then what?
They'll get more.
We've already seen that. Yeah. Well, we've already seen that where we were obviously 2-0 down in the Ashes, and they were, oh no, why don't we, you know, why aren't you a bit more conservative in these patches? But again, the whole thing of Baz and Stokes is getting rid of the fear of failure, which is, I think, one of the hallmarks of some fantastic and all-time great players that never made it on the on the international stage. You can think of Mark Ramprakash and how many runs he scored at county cricket compared to his average and his stats at international cricket. And that was that whole entire step up and the fear of failure for playing for England. That's completely gone now. All the players are like, well, we're just going to enjoy ourselves. We're good at this already. We know how good we are, but otherwise we wouldn't be playing where we are. So let's do what we're good at and attack, you know.
I'm just thinking, as an Indian, maybe Sumit, you give me your view. As an Indian bowler bowling in India against Bazball England, would you be happy that they're attacking, they're playing all these shots, which is different from the way they've been doing it previously, because it gives you chances as a bowler?
It will give chances, but I still believe that they are going to attack. If first I want to start with the pitch, because we were discussing the pitch in the previous series when England visited India in the 4 test series, the first track in Chennai was the balanced one, where there was something for the pacers for a couple of days. In fact, the maximum wickets taken during the first 2 days were by the pacers. But when there was a balanced wicket, England gave a tough task to India. They made 500 plus runs and they eventually won the test. And from second test match onwards, we saw that India switched completely to the tracks where it was spinning from first over. And they started with the spinners itself, where it was not the case in Chennai first test, but Chennai second test and rest 2 tests in Ahmedabad, they did it. And because they wanted the results to go into their favor because of the WTC. So I feel first, because I want to discuss on the pitch, I feel for these 5 tests, they are definitely going to go ahead with the spinning tracks from day one onwards. And on that track, the only solution is to attack from day one. If you see the overall stats from the last series, apart from Rohit, the people who scored runs were Washington Sundar, Ashwin and Rishabh Pant. These 3 guys scored more runs than Iyer and Pujara and Rahane and even Kohli. These 3 guys. Reason being, and they were playing attacking. If you see, the first test match and second test match, it was all about one guy. The first test match is all about Joe Root. Second test match, it was all about Rohit Sharma, the way he played for 160, 170 runs. Then, if you see, even when India was playing on those tracks, I think India batted 7 innings or 6 or 7 innings in that series, and they have been bowled for around 150 or less in 4 of those innings. And in the rest of the 2 matches, who got India into the match? It was Rishabh Pant. If you see the last test match, it was Rishabh Pant's century, runner ball. And then again, he had a 70-80 good runner ball. And Washington Sundar was making 70-80 runner ball. It was attacking cricket from the lower order of India, which saved the match.
So guys, who are England's spin bowling options right now? You know, we've got this new kid, Rehan Ahmed, and of course, Jack Leach. But I think there's a couple others as well. Can you tell us about these four?
I mean, you're from that neck of the woods. Well, the county next over, you can talk about Bashir here, here, Jack.
I know absolutely nothing about him. He's been picked on
his attributes.
I've only wrote down Bashir.
I think Rehan Ahmed something, a leg spinner.
Ahmed will play. Yeah, he'll play the series. But then he's played one test match so far, took a fifer in Pakistan to win us the match. He's got potential. I think he'd be a very good player. Yeah, he's an all-rounder as well. And Root will bowl a lot of overs. There's a good variety there. You have a leg spinner, a slow left arm, then an off spinner as well.
Playing 11.
And I think Hartley as well. He's literally just been picked on release point. It's sort of our equivalent of Axar Patel. He's similar height, similar release point, similar pace, similar attributes. It's just he was, you know, brought up in Lancashire.
Left arm.
So they're both tall and they both bowl quickly. So
Hartley's had some real good stints in white ball cricket. I haven't seen him much in the red ball, but I mean Lancashire have been doing okay. But in terms of, I think we'll have if you're going to roll out the spinning tracks, I think we'll go Ahmed, Leach, and then it'll be a pick between Hartley or we'll expect Root to bowl.
I don't think either of those two will play a game. I think it would be Ahmed, Leach, and Root as the three spinners.
Is Stokes bowling right now? Just to understand the
as far as we're aware, and not as far as I'm aware, he won't bowl.
Because if he would have been bowling, I think then England would have definitely gone with Anderson and three spinners. I mean, it's Rehan, Jack Leach, and one more spinner, and then Stokes if it is required to bowl some seam in between. Mm. They could.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the England team. But before that, I just pulled up this guy, Bashir. So, Shoaib Bashir, but he's a spinner. He's a 20-year-old Somerset spinner. He made his debut in first class only 6 months ago.
Hmm.
And he's only taken 10 wickets. There's not much to say about him. So, it'll be, you know, he's thrown into the fire. It's
very hard to judge spinners in county cricket because there isn't any.
Yeah,
even Jack Leach took a ton of wickets. You see him when he came and played Test cricket. It took him a bit of time to settle into it. The pitches and the 4-day nature of the game is not it's not geared towards spin bowling. And if you do produce a pitch that spins too much, you get dock points. So teams will prepare a flatter or green pitch.
And it's sort of shown as well, like with Surrey winning the last couple of county championships, they don't really play a spinner. It's more, Will Jacks will bowl a few and, you know, so on and so forth will bowl a few and, you know, Sibley will roll out his leg spinners when he plays and this and that and that. Other than that, they just go with five, you know, pace, like seam bowling all-rounders. And that's worked. And they've been very, very good. But, you know, the Oval, other than probably Taunton, maybe, and Hampshire on some days, that was probably the spin-friendly track. And they've just gone, nope, we're going to, you know, just do it the way that we want it to, make it flat, make it easier for pace bowlers to do their work on it, and then pile on runs and see if we can knock you over.
But Jack, Hampshire is now going to be taken over by Delhi Capitals, right? So Hampshire Capitals, maybe that'll all change them.
Potentially, yeah. Wouldn't mind if they sent a few Indian players over. Wouldn't mind a batsman for Hampshire. We have two good bowling overseas, but we haven't been able to score any runs for a while. That's why we haven't won the county championship.
So it's a good thing you spoke about batsmen, right? So one of the things is that England does not have the same level of spinners as India, but batsmen are batsmen, right? And batsmen can play against spin. So who are England's players, batsmen, who can play the spin well, and also considering Brook is now not available?
I wasn't too worried about Brook anyway. I think maybe that resolves a headache for the selectors, because we can just bring folks in now. And then the original side for Bazball version one was Pope, Root, Stokes and Bairstow in the middle order.
Yeah.
And that's fairly experienced. I think Pope's the weakest against spin, but I'd back any of the other lads to be able to play in innings. Maybe Bairstow has it in his locker. He's probably the next weakest against spin. I know last time we toured, he was kind of brought in as this spin specialist and then kept getting knocked over. But he's a different batsman now, I feel. He's got a great deal of confidence behind him. And then the two openers, like they were just attacked from ball one. And then you see it in Pakistan when the pitchers were spinning a little bit over there. They still went for it. And then the beauty of that was then the field gets spread and then you can milk the singles.
So what's the 11?
Well, Tom, I'd say it'd be, obviously Crawley and Duckett will open. Pope will bat three, Root four, Stokes five, or maybe Bairstow five, Stokes six, Folks, and then Ahmed, Anderson, Leach, and then Wood or Robinson. I think they'll rotate the three seamers.
Yeah, I have something similar. Although I know Dan Lawrence has just been brought in as the spare bat, but I was thinking, at least on with the performance in the England A series, that I thought, because I sort of wrote my potential first test sort of picks sort of early-ish this morning when I woke up, I thought they'd bring in Jennings just as a sort of subcontinent specialist, because he's whenever he's played for England in the subcontinent, that be that, you know, Sri Lanka, India, here, there, everywhere, he's played fantastically. He plays spin very well, and you know, he's a cracking fielder in, you know, under the lid close by. So why not? But Lawrence had been brought in, but then I think that sort of age and sort of the next cab off the rank sort of discussion. But
yeah,
yeah. Sorry, I went.
What's Jennings' golf handicap? That's an important metric.
He's from Zimbabwe or South Africa, so undoubtedly he's going to be good at every blooming sport that he plays. So yeah, in terms of sort of my lineup, I went Crawley, Duckett, Pope/Jennings, but obviously it's going to be probably Pope now. And Pope averages 20 in India, so that's not that bad, but it's not great. Root, Stokes, Bairstow. I went Stokes at five because he's not bowling. Bairstow at six, Folks at seven. And then I have, again, similar to what Jack sort of said, with Ahmed at eight. Then I was going to pick Hartley just for, if we're going three spinners, you pick Hartley and Leach with, you know, Anderson, and you open the bowling with Hartley. Because I think with the new ball, sharper seam, he'll get a bit more bounce and turn. But if it is a bit more of a flatty, I reckon you bring in Wood and have Root bowl some overs. And according to his ESPN Crick Info, apparently Duckett bowls right on off spin. So, you know.
Yeah, remember we had Ollie Robinson bowled a little bit of off spin in Australia.
I blanked that out of my mind. No, I purged it. That didn't happen with the sunglasses on.
I had COVID during that time and I was wondering whether that was a hallucination in my
my
fever.
Sorry, I want to ask one thing. In this, I know Root is a good sweeper. Ben Stokes is a good sweeper. Apart from this, who are the good sweepers in the first six, seven?
Ben Duckett is phenomenal. He's the best sweeper as well.
Yeah. He made a career practically in white ball cricket, batting at three and four for his county and at Northants before he moved, of literally just batting in the middle overs. And all the spinners just knocking it on its head, both sides of the wicket, hitting the men and just milking single after single after single. I mean, obviously, this is extreme conditions potentially in India, but I think, you know, he's talented enough to be able to just do that constantly. I think Folks is underrated with how he played in Sri Lanka a few years ago. Was that 2018?
I think that might have been his debut series year, 2018.
God, that's a long time ago. Yeah, Folks is a little underrated with it, but again, we haven't really seen him much in Indian conditions. He averages 15 in India, apparently. So, you know, again, I mean, those top two that, you know, they've had limited experience in India. Crawley averages 16 and some change, and Duckett averages 6. So, yeah. If we're basing it off that with a small sample size, it's not going to be great. The only person that averages above, actually, let's have a look. Only person that averages above 30 in that team. Two people average above 30 in that team that we have in all 17. And that's Stokes and Root. Root at 50, Stokes at 32.2. And everyone else is in mid to high 20s. And then... you know, you have Leach and Anderson that both average more than Duckett in India. So, yeah. Good signs.
Be interesting to see how it goes, though. Like, Root, obviously, would average a 50 there. He's the glue. And if we do bat 90 overs, then we'll have 450 on the board. Like, I can't see us going lower than 5 and over. They're just so aggressive.
So, I wanted to ask this question just basically because... what we have seen in the historical stats, since the last 5-6 series, be it England, be it Australia, be it anyone, whenever India is coming up with the spinning tracks, it's always the sweepers who are making runs, rest everybody is struggling. So even in the last Stokes and Root, they were the highest scorer from India. Rohit, he can sweep. And then Rishabh Pant was the second highest scorer. Again, he can sweep. And Ashwin, he is a better sweeper than Shreyas Iyer or Kohli or all these people. So he did make some runs, but rest everybody failed. But this time, I feel the loss of Pant not being there, it's one of the worrying signs. Because if India is going with Gill, he doesn't sweep. Then Jaiswal doesn't sweep. Then Iyer will play, he doesn't sweep. Rahul still can, but mostly the slog sweeps. So again, we are going to miss some good batsman in the middle order. That's where I feel I would have, when we were doing the predictions, I would have gone with the 5-0 or 4-1, but 3-2 I'm giving just because I feel the number of batsmen who can sweep better, they are in England lineup. But overall, as a spinners, I see that India have more strength in that.
Okay. Before we go into India's team and also the predictions, Sumit, you were looking at the two practice matches that were done between India A and England Lions. The first was a 2-day game and then was a 4-day game. Yeah. Any highlights from there?
I think the first one was quite a balanced one. But in the second match, it went again till fourth day. It was England Lions all over them. But the last 200 partnership between Bharat and one more guy, I don't remember the name. That 203, 204 unbeaten partnership, they bought them in the game. I think yeah, there's Manas no
Uttar, the all-rounder Rajasthan.
Yeah, but what I have understood is looking at the scores, I think India went ahead with a very balanced pitch or the like normal tracks. It was not the spinning tracks. If you see, they were the pacers who were taking the wickets from England. It were all the pacers who took the wickets. They didn't get the chance to play on the proper spinning tracks.
I don't know. That's because of the difference in quality between the England's pacers and their spinners, right? Because this is like the sixth or seventh.
No, now everybody talks in the same way. Like India, they don't prefer to play warm-up matches against anybody else. They say whenever we are playing, they give us the pitches. Like when they go to South, the same thing Rohit Sharma said. When they go on to the tours for the matches, they are getting the bouncy pitches, and for the tour matches, they get where the ball doesn't bounce more than the knee height. He said the same thing. The same thing is with the India will be doing. If somebody is touring, they will give them the completely different pitches than the international test match pitches.
Yeah. And from India side, I think there were some notable performances, especially in that second game. We had Rajat Patidar, who's
yeah,
played a lot of games for in the IPL and as well as in T20 India. He scored a 150 in the first innings. And then Sarfraz Khan, who's always been in the reckoning somewhere, you know, he averages 80s and 90s. And in the last couple of seasons in Ranji, he's averaging over 100 each year. He scored a 96, I think it was, in the first game. And in the second game as well, he scored a 50. So maybe it's good that he's showing that he can still perform even at a more international level. Even if this is an England A team or England Lions team, he's still making the runs. Whereas other people in the team, like the captain, Abhimanyu Ishwaran, who's been talked about a lot as a potential opener for India, has failed in most of these innings so far.
He made 4-0, by the way, Arjun. So,
okay. Do we want to talk about, by the way, anything that you guys want to talk about those two practice games?
I don't think you can take too much out of it. None of those guys are going to get caught up in the England side.
Except maybe Keaton Jennings, I guess.
Maybe the batsman there. Josh Bonahan's got a century as well. He was the captain of that tour. He's meant to be a good batsman and potentially being considered. But yeah, I can't see either of them coming in unless there's injuries. But that's a different conversation.
Is it official that they have called him?
Because Dan Lawrence has been called up. Yeah,
I think Lawrence has been called.
Understood.
Yeah, in terms of that Lions unofficial test, I think that sort of middle-ish order, other than actually Ollie Robinson, actually Brydon Carsey isn't young either. You got James Roo, Mousley, Bohannon's not young, but he's again sort of next cab off the rank sort of area. I mean, Roo and Mousley have been touted to be sort of our next, you know, middle order engine room sort of thing. Cass has been on the peripheries for a long time. And then Potts has been sort of the backup seamer for a long time as well. Fisher had a test or two in the West Indies and then sort of has faded away with injuries and this and that.
He had a stress fracture, didn't he?
And again, I think, it, like Jack said, I think it would be the batsmen that get brought in, you know, especially with guys who have experience in the subcontinent. So at the moment, it would just be Jennings as sort of, well, he can bat anywhere in that order. Luckily, he's batted everywhere for his county from opening to about 4 or 5. So it would be, you know, if there's a lot of injuries, a few of those guys would be called up. But I wouldn't see many of the bowlers getting called up at all. We have one 90-mile-an-hour bowler. So if Wood breaks down, who have we got, Jack?
Gus Atkinson is the next cab off the rank there. It was a bit of a surprise when they called him up into the World Cup squad. And then now he's in the Test squad. I haven't seen anything in international cricket that I think warrants a place in the squad. To be honest, he hasn't impressed me that much. I know he's quick, but
I saw him take, like, he was bowling 96, 97 mile an hour in 100 game. But that's obviously in a, you know, it's what, 20 balls. Can he sustain that pace like Mark Wood does across, well, spell upon spell upon spell? Because again, in county cricket, when he's into his long spells, he does drop into the sort of mid-80s, maybe 86, but it's, and only on the occasional spell he drops into the 90s and high 90s. So, you know, the loss of Archer, I guess, you know, is a big thing. He's on his way back. We have Gus. I'm actually trying to rack my brain for the next 90-mile-an-hour bowler. I don't think we really have one. One of the probably Jamie Overton's the quicker Overton brother, isn't he? He's probably going to be the next 90-mile-an-hour bowler that we have.
Yeah, he's fit at the moment. I know Rhys Topley can bowl that fast, and Tymal Mills, but they're both way too injury prone to be considered for a test series. Yeah.
Okay. Should we move on to India's 11?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Second break. Okay, new point. Let me start actually. Let me start with my India predicted India 11, and I'll leave a gap in the middle for a wicketkeeper. I think we should discuss a little bit about the wicketkeeper position, because that's the most probably going to be the most controversial one. So Rohit Sharma will open along with Jaiswal, right? And any of you just interrupt me if you think I'm wrong anywhere. I'll park Gill for now. I'm not picking Gill yet, and I'll put Shreyas Iyer at 3. But let's do a Gill slash Iyer. Virat Kohli at 4, KL Rahul at 5, Jadeja at 6, maybe Akshar Patel at 7. Now, the reason I'm doing this, going with either Gill or Iyer, is because I've picked a specialist keeper in KS Bharat. And I'll come back to that point. So I'll get KS Bharat in at, what did we say, at 8 after Akshar Patel. Ashwin at 9, which is great, right? You've got a batsman like Ashwin at 9. And then you pick two pacers, which, you know, in the first availability, first test will obviously be Siraj and Bumrah, but then you'll swap them around based on fitness and availability. And I don't know about Shami. I think Shami is in London getting recuperated, but you'll have Mukesh Kumar and Avesh Khan and Prasidh around to play if needed. Now, wicketkeeper. I don't think KL Rahul will be the wicketkeeper. I think there's been a lot of hints from the Indian camp that they want a more specialist wicketkeeper. Not to say that KL is not a specialist. KL is kept in the World Cup, and he's kept in South Africa Test Series as well. But keeping...
He has never kept in a first-class match.
He has kept once, I think, right? You said?
Once, so many, many years
back. Yeah, once many years ago. Because I was reading he's kept 3 first-class matches, of which 2 of them were against South Africa last month. Now, keeping up to Akshar Patel and...
He has never kept in India, Indian subcontinent.
That's the point, right? So
yeah, he has always kept...
Subcontinent.
Yeah.
Wicket-keeping against these three guys, back-to-back, you know, Akshar Patel will finish his over and Jadeja will finish his over in 3.5 minutes. And the effect that could have on his batting if he has to play as a batsman as well at number 5. The likelihood of a drop catch or, you know, some mis-stumping or even some buys going through, I think there's just too much pressure on him for a 5 test match series to go with that. And the other good thing is that in this practice game earlier this week, KS Bharat scored a century, right? He was the one who dug India A out of big turmoil and drew the game. So he's done well with the bat. But more importantly, because India has such a deep tail, or such a deep batting lineup and a short tail with 3 spinners playing, it's okay if you don't have the absolute best batsman over there. If you've got Ashwin at 9, it's okay if you're losing some runs from a Gill and you're replacing it with a KS Bharat. That's my feeling. So I feel like KS Bharat will play. Then the question would be between Gill and Iyer, who plays? I think that the team may go for Gill just because he's, you know, he's Shubman Gill. He's the poster boy. He'll play every format for many, many years. But I think playing in India against spin, in the absence of Pant, probably one of our best batsmen against spin is Shreyas Iyer. He's a guy who'll use his feet better than anyone. He'll maneuver the ball around. So I think it'll be a shame if Shreyas Iyer is not playing. So that's my 11. I've dropped Gill and I've picked Bharat instead. And I keep KL Rahul as a specialist batsman.
Same, but even I have the gut feel they will go with either Bharat, mostly Bharat, less Juril. But I still feel that India should start with KL Rahul first. He has kept wickets in the spinning tracks in the World Cup, and he did quite well. So it's a very long series. It's a 5-match series. So you can start with the first match, which KL, if you feel
KL, like KL as a wicketkeeper or as a batsman?
Yeah, KL as a wicketkeeper and as a batsman, India should go ahead. If India wants to play, let's say, Bharat as wicketkeeper, then I will fit KL at number 3. Reason being that he has played as opener. So even if the first wicket goes early, he can still be there. And I want Shreyas Iyer to play at 5. Reason being, he needs to play what role Pant used to play. Let's say if India is 4 or 5 down and now you have to bat with tail and you have to attack. He's the best batsman to attack on he will take on to the spinners with the all the tail around, which I don't expect from let's say Kohli or Gill or anybody, even with KL. So I will fit in KL at 6 as keeper. Is if he is not playing as keeper, he should bat at number 3, but Shreyas Iyer should stick at number 5. This is
no, so pick one, right? Would you pick KL as a keeper or not?
I will pick KL as keeper. I will go with Gill at number 3. I will go with Iyer at number 5. I will go with KL at number 6. This is what I want to go ahead, at least for first test. If he performs badly as keeper, then only I will switch from second test onwards.
Okay. And then after that, 7, 8, 9?
7, 8, 9. See, two people, they are confirmed. Ashwin and Jadeja, they are going to play. Now it's between Akshar Patel and Kuldeep Yadav. But yeah. I feel India, though Akshar Patel has done really well against England in the last series, but I don't feel we should go ahead with Akshar, because in that series, Jadeja was not playing. And whenever Jadeja and Akshar, when they are playing, Jadeja always goes for very, very long spell. And he doesn't even bowl as half of the spell what Jadeja bowls, because they are more or less same kind of spinner. And Jadeja has the capability to bowl, let's say, 20-25 overs in the day. We need to have a wrist spinner in the playing 11. So just for the variation, I will go ahead, because even if we go ahead with both Akshar and Jadeja, Akshar will be underutilized. It's better to have Kuldeep Yadav as the wrist spinner.
Mm-hmm. Do you not want Patel's batting though?
Yeah.
But especially we are talking the person going to bat at number 9. So yeah, he will give a lot of... but I still feel that being a good international side, you need to have a better bowler than being a better batsman at number 9. So I think Kuldeep Yadav is a decent batter. He's not a bad batter. Not as good as Akshar Patel, but he's not as bad as Siraj or Bumrah. As a test match, he has many 50s in first class, and he has technical capability to block the balls and everything.
Frankly, I have more faith in Akshar Patel as a batsman than I have in Shubman.
No, Akshar Patel.
As an England fan, I'd like to see you pick Rahul as the keeper and not pick Akshar Patel. It's kind of like in the Ashes where Bairstow was picked over Folks, and it came back and bit us on the arse. I would be quite happy with that. Do you not think they might pick Giraldo? It seems a bit weird to make Barrett play both of the tour matches, and I know he didn't keep in the first tour match.
Experience of 8 to 10. 8 to 10 first class matches. He has not played like 40-50 first class matches. Being playing against, it's a important tournament, like playing against England, playing against Australia, South Africa. I don't think India will take a chance to pick Jurail above Bharat if they are going to with a proper wicketkeeper. If it would have been, let's say, West Indies or somebody else, Bangladesh, they might have picked Jurail.
Do you not think maybe the batting could be something that sways it? Because I know Bharat isn't the most expansive of batters, but Jurail made, I think, 36 ball 50 in the tour game. So he's clearly an aggressive batsman in the kind of same build of Pant.
I think he had a few dubs as well, right? In the T20s, I think Jurail had a few...
I had never heard of him until the A tour, so...
I think if India needs to pick that we want to go ahead with the best keeper, we want to have a good keeper, then India will go ahead with Bharat as compared to other two. If they really want to go ahead, let's compromise a little bit on keeping, but we need to have a good batter, then why not KL Rahul and why Jurail? So Jurail is like in between KL Rahul and Bharat.
He's neither here nor there, right? And look, Bharat, you can say he's in form, right? He made 116 not out yesterday in a game where Abhimanyu Iswaran made 0 and Patidar made 4. So if you can do that under pressure, then at least your batting cannot be scrutinized as much. Which is why I'm feeling confident with Bharat. And look, that's the formula that India has always gone with. India has always gone with Vridhiman Saha. Right, whenever, at least when Pant is not available, Vridhiman Saha used to play in India. And he used to bat down the order at number 8 or somewhere. You'd have Jadeja at 6, maybe Ashwin or someone at 7. Now with Akshar, you can even have Akshar above. You can have the wicketkeeper bat at 9 even, right? It doesn't matter. But at least what he will do is, when there's 50 overs a day from spinner, 60 overs, he'll be there. He'll be sitting up and down and working on his wicket keeping and helping these three spinners while letting the main batsman in KL Rahul just focus on his batting. That's my reasoning. And I think I agree with Jack, right? As an England fan, Jack would be happy if KL Rahul is wicket keeping. Tom is nodding his head at him. Maybe he feels the same.
Yeah, so, massively. Yeah. I know it's a slight change of like looking at it. And I know it's a very T20 in one day way to look at it. But I don't think you have a left hand other than Jaiswal. I don't think you have a left-hander in your top.
No, Jadeja, Ravindra Jadeja, he will play at number 6. Course, yeah. He has been, and Jadeja has been one of the best test batter in the last 5-6 years. I think after Rohit Sharma, he is the only one who has a batting average above 40. Even, I think this Kohli, Rahane and Pujara, they all have batting average in 20s in the last 4 years. And Jadeja is the only one with, apart from... I think Jadeja, Pant and Rohit, only these three guys have batting average above 40. So
yeah, I think Kohli may be a bit higher than that, especially after the last South Africa series. But yeah, basically Jadeja is the better performer, not the better batsman. He's been making runs, so he'll be there. And like I said, if Aksar is playing, then there's three left-handers who can bat. But
now I will come back on to the same point. Jadeja is making runs in test matches in India in those pitches. Pant is making, and all these two of them, they are making the brisk
and Akshar Patel, right?
So and Akshar Patel, they are making quick runs. Because India is not calling the baseball because there is not that approach from the top five. But number 6, 7, 8, all these three guys, they are making quick runs, quick 50s, quick 60s, which are making difference in the end.
Yeah. Okay. Should we, before ending, let's do predictions then? Unless there's something else that you guys wanted to talk about.
We will do predictions and we can predict who do you think is going to be the maximum wicket taker and who will score the maximum runs. Yeah.
Do you want to go first, Sumit?
No more. I think it's going to be 3-2 in favor of India. It's going to be more closer than the last time. I feel England has better sweepers, which is really crucial. But India has better spinners, way better spinners than England counterparts. So I think it's going to be 3-2. For me, I am thinking that the highest wicket taker from India side will be Ravindra Jadeja. Spinning tracks, quick pace over Ashwin. And Jack Leach will be there because India have a lot of right-handers apart from Jaiswal. Jack Leach is going to be from their side. Maximum run score from there, I think Root and this guy Stokes from India, Rohit Sharma and Shreyas Iyer.
Okay. Jack, what about you? Any and in your predictions, if there's any out of the box pick that you may have?
I wouldn't be going that far. No, I would say 3-2 again. But this, I would say in England's favour this time.
Oh my God.
This is a good England side, man. We're unbeaten in Test series since we adopted this baseball approach. We went to Pakistan, won 3-0 over there. We have the same squad, with a bit more experience now. And sure, we were only 4-1 when we had a terrible, terrible team. So, yeah, let's see how it goes. We set aggressive fields. We're going to make India work for every run out there. And if we do bat any amount of time, then we're going to score shed loads of runs and it'll be difficult for India. But yeah, look, it's going to be hard to predict. It could be 5-0 either way, it could be 4-1. But yeah, I think highest run score for England will be Root. If it's not, then I don't think we really have much of a chance. The highest wicket taker for England, I might say Ahmed, if he plays the 5 tests. I can see him taking a lot of wickets. He's the one England spinner who has a googly, has a couple of different deliveries up his sleeve. For India, I think again, Sharma will be the highest run scorer. He's just so consistent in India. And then the highest wicket taker would be Ashwin. But I think Ashwin will take the most wickets over the series. He's just too good.
Okay. Maybe I'll go next and then Tom, you go last, okay? If that's okay. I think before I give my prediction, just some thoughts on some things to look out for. I think firstly, this will be Rahul Dravid and Rohit Sharma leading the Indian team, Rahul as coach. So I want to see that aggression from them, the kind of aggression that we had in the Shastri Kohli era. And so far we've seen that. So I just hope that they continue with that and counter-attack Bazball. I think that is very important for India's chances. Not to be afraid if there's a session where India gets zero wickets and England makes 140 runs for zero. Don't be afraid. Continue attacking like you have. I think that will make the difference for India rather than going into a shell. The other thing that I'm really keen to see is the bowling of Mohammad Siraj. I feel Mohammad Siraj and Bumrah will actually end up taking quite a few wickets. Bumrah has not played a lot in India. We've not spoken about him at all today. And I think they will end up getting some early breakthroughs just because of the quality that they have as bowlers. That's it. There's nothing about the pitch over here. But because of the quality, I think they'll end up getting some breakthroughs, which means that the likes of Root and the rest of the middle order will be exposed early, I feel. I also have two predictions, I guess, out there predictions. One is that I think Ben Stokes will fail in at least 9 innings. If he plays all 10 innings, he'll fail in 9 of them, which means that he'll score less than 30 in 9 of them. But in one of them, he'll score either close to match-winning or match-winning 80, 90, or even a century. And so, again, he'll be the poster boy and the best batsman in England. But I don't think he'll end up with an average more than 20 in the series, despite that one great innings. The other thing is that I think Jack Leach will take 8 wickets in an innings once. We've seen that happen in the previous games as well. We've seen when Australia came over, we saw Matt Kuhneman and Nathan Lyon get a lot of wickets. I think Nathan Lyon got 8 or Kuhneman got 8. One of them got 8. I think it was Lyon. And then we saw Ajaz Patel from New Zealand get 10 wickets. So I feel like there'll be one game where...
Left arm orthodox.
Yeah.
Jack Leach.
Yeah, so even I feel like there'll be one game where Jack Leach just, you know, there's a few early wickets, maybe some stupid shots by some of the Indian top order, and then they'll just capitulate with pressure. Indian batsmen are known to capitulate under pressure. So I think Jack Leach will do well at least in a few innings. Predictions? Okay, hang on. From the Indian side, yeah, I think it's safe to go with Rohit Sharma as best batsman and Ashwin as best bowler, so I'll just stick with that. But I think it'll be... I think it'll be a good series for Kohli. I think I'm seeing Kohli make some, you know, dogged performances in different formats. And I think he wants to prove himself again. So I think Kohli will have a good series in the 50s. Predictions, I think it will be at least the safest thing for me to predict will be a 5-0 win for India. I definitely do not see any draws. You know, there'll be no weather interruptions. You know, the games will probably barely last 5 days. So if you have to pick a winner, I cannot see India losing games. India, in the last 11 years, India has lost 3 test matches. 3 out of, I think, 46, right? India don't lose test matches. India do not lose 2 test matches in a series. It never happens. Losing 3 is impossible in my mind, but let's see what happens. I do not see India losing 2 test matches, and I think the safest bet would be that India lose 0 test matches. So yeah, 5-0.
I guess it's down to I think my prediction would be it'll be 3-2 India. I think because they're so good at home, they'll win 3 test matches and like in whatever order. But I think the way and how positive England are going to be, they're going to stack on a ton of runs in a very short amount of time and actually give their sort of, well, I guess in comparison, greenhorn spinners enough runs to play with and actually be able to bowl with confidence. Even with that, I think Jack Leach will be, you know, the top wicket taker because I think he'll probably play all 5 tests. In terms of runs, England, I think Root has to have a cash in summer, well, sort of winter for us. And you know, it'll be a, you know, a good way to get him into our summer, which again should just be another cash in one in England. Get him chasing down, you know, Alistair Cook. Yeah, so I think on the Indian side, to be honest, with a couple of the bits in the media, like, so Panesar said we should sledge Kohli about losing the World Cup.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And genuinely...
Hang on, he said we should sledge Kohli for not winning a World Cup,
yes,
which is false,
yeah,
because Kohli has won a World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. But if we do that, I think you bring him back with a vengeance. And if we do sledge him like that, he will score a mountain of runs and we won't see the end of it. And it'll be, you know, I'll be, you know, crying myself to sleep again at 4 a.m. like I did last time. And then
if I just jump in there, how many runs did Cody score in the series in England last time they were over? Because I know they were sledging him a lot then. I think he's given up to Alex Lees. And Alex Lees turns around and says, "Shut up, mate. I've had two kids since you last got a test match 100. But then wasn't there the slapping as well? Didn't someone, there's the altercation between Jadeja and Jimmy Anderson?
Yeah. Really?
Someone slapped each other. Yeah, there's a bit of bad blood, yeah.
I think
that's good for the game, right? That's good for the viewers.
Yeah, create some stories and a bit of, you know, oomph about it, because they're all friends these days. It's really like most of this teams all have IPL franchises, so they know all the rest of the team. It's like, no, get some hatred in it. And then in terms of sort of the Indian side, I think actually I'll back Arjun up and it'll either be Boomer or Siraj. And as much as, because Siraj is blooming good and that's why I don't like him, I think he'll be top wicket taker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Going to be,
I didn't say that.
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah, but
that's an out there prediction. That's fine. It's fine. It's yours.
And then in terms of runs, yeah, like I said, I think Kohli. I think, you know, he's 35 now. There's got to be a few more summers where it's going to be, oh God, he's got his bit between the teeth and he's going to score a load of runs and then he'll call it a day. So, yeah, I think it'll really come down to the question, will Bazball work in India? You know, if you roll out a flat track, I think that'll, you know, I think it'll actually make it more of an even contest versus the spinning tracks, because you guys have massively better spinners. Compared to,
I think they're better seamers in Indian conditions as well. I think Bumrah, Siraj, and Shami, when he returns and he's fit, are more than a match for Anderson, Wood, and Robinson.
Well,
Anderson is he can hold an end down, but he's not going to be picking up lots of wickets
unless it starts reversing.
Yeah, forget.
But I think other than that, you're not really going to be looking for anything. I think if Robinson plays, then his fitness needs to be up there, because it's going to be boiling hot and he can't lollop down 78 mile an hour dollies to, you know, some of the best bat, well, some of, if not a few of the best batsmen in the world. So, I mean, it'll be interesting and my sleep schedule will be absolutely screwed, but, you know, it's worth it.
What time would the games be starting in the morning?
I think 10:30, so it will be 4, yeah, around 5.
No, 9:30 meaning 4, yeah.
Jeez.
4 a.m.
9:30, but 9:30? I think it will be starting at 10:30. It's winters in India as well.
Okay. So, yeah.
No, but the first one is in Hyderabad. The remaining ones, the last one is in Dharamshala, which is in March.
Which I'm going for, by the way. I'm most likely I'm going to go for that fifth test match in Dharamshala. I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of it. The tickets have not come out. Well, the tickets of the first test match came out 3 days ago. So,
haven't they been like exalted saying how cheap they are?
Yeah,
aren't they?
They're extremely cheap, right?
Yeah.
I think the cheapest tickets is £1 in Hyderabad.
And haven't they also given 10,000 to, is it servicemen?
Yeah, exactly. Servicemen. But, you know, they'll probably show up for a photo op or something for a few hours, but yeah.
How do you think the crowd's going to react if England are 100 for naught after 20 overs?
You know, okay, so it's a good question. So the answer to this, I think, is that they will not react as well because all five test matches are being played in non-traditional grounds. They're all being played in smaller cities. Hyderabad being the biggest of all, but still it's not, you know, the biggest. So I don't think you'll have a lot of really traditional cricket watching audience. You'll have a lot of newer fans who probably are, you know, T20 followers. As you know, you've got a game in Ranchi, in Dharamshala, like we said. So I think that'll mean that it'll be a shame because I would have loved for a few games to be in a Calcutta or a Mumbai or a Delhi or a Chennai, at least two games, if not all. So I think this crowd will not react as positively to if England is 100 for 0. Yeah. They won't support the Indians, I think, as much as a Mumbai crowd would.
It won't be like the World Cup where it's just absolute silence. You're going to hear a pin drop.
Yeah, I think it will.
Still, pin drop will be there.
I think it has to be, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't watch the World
think
Cup
even though, so even in the first last time when India England were playing Chennai and England were 250 260 for one or two, I think, by the stroke of T, and it was pin drop silence on day one in Chennai. Silencing Chennai crowd is not easy.
Yeah. Well, I'll be interested to see how it goes because like we said, they will just keep coming. It won't be if they come down the track and it spins past their outside edge, then the next bat will probably come in and try the same thing first ball. You saw Root in the Ashes. He tried the first ball of the second day too. He tries to reverse scoop Cummins over the slips. It's batshit insane what they're trying, and it's completely it's unpredictable. So.
Okay. Well, we've done our predictions. Yeah, Jack, you're saying 3-2 to England. Tom and Sumit have both said 3-2 to India. And I've gone 5-0 with India. So,
sorry, Glenn McGraw.
Just one last point to Arjun. You were saying that they have only lost 3 in. But if you remember, when was the last time India whitewashed either South Australia, England or New Zealand? Because last time it was 1-0 versus New Zealand, one drawn. 2-1, 2-1, two times with Australia at home, and it was 3-1 versus England. So there has been no whitewash.
The last time is in the future. That is going to happen in February and March 2024. All right, boys. Thank you for joining. Hopefully, we'll have a very good test series. At least we'll have 5 long days in each match.